insights into the Holy Quran.
Indeed, this Quran guides to what is most upright and gives the good news to the faithful who do righteous deeds, that there is a great reward for them.
In the name of Allah, the Compassionate, the Merciful, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, Assalamu Alaikum. Welcome to another edition of the program, Insights into the Holy Quran, by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom. Please stay with us.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir rahmanir rahim. In the name of Allah, the most beneficent, the most merciful. Hello everyone, brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi with you with another edition of the program Insights into the Holy Quran. In this edition of the program, we'll try to have a look at the commentary of chapter Shu'ara, the 26th chapter of the Holy Quran. Brothers and sisters, let's listen to 173rd up to 175th verses of chapter Shu'ara.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
In the name of Allah, the entirely merciful, the especially merciful.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ.
And we rained upon them a rain of stones, and evil was the rain of those who were warned.
إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ.
Indeed, in that is a sign, but most of them were not to be believers.
وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And indeed, your Lord, He is the exalted in might, the merciful.
وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. We rained down on them a shower, and evil is the reign of them that were warned. إِنَّ فِي ذَلِكَ لَآيَةً وَمَا كَانَ أَكْثَرُهُمْ مُؤْمِنِينَ. Verily, in this there is a sign, but most of them do not believe. وَإِنَّ رَبَّكَ لَهُوَ الْعَزِيزُ الرَّحِيمُ. And verily, your Lord, certainly He is the Mighty, the Merciful. As you were with us, dear listeners, we were discussing the story of Prophet Lut and his people. He tried to criticize them of their wrong, indecent action of sodomy, but they did not stop. They threatened him. They said, "If you do not stop your words, we will expel you, and you shall surely be of the ones who are expelled." لَتَكُونَنَّ مِنَ الْمُخْرَجِينَ. In response, he tried to save his society, but he couldn't, Prophet Lut. So he asked the Almighty Allah to save him and his family. رَبِّ نَجِّنِي وَأَهْلِي. And the Almighty Allah did so, إِلَّا عَجُوزًا فِي الْغَابِرِينَ, who was his wife. His wife had deviated thoughts like the people of Lut, so she was, as the Holy Quran says, she was not delivered. ثُمَّ دَمَّرْنَا الْآخَرِينَ. Then we destroyed the others. But how were they destroyed? This 173rd verse explains, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. We rained down on them a shower, and evil is the rain of them that were warned. This shower was a shower of brimstone. Yes, the whole nature is at the service of the divine power, the same might which causes to send down the rain from sky can send down a shower of brimstone. So Allah says, وَأَمْطَرْنَا عَلَيْهِمْ مَطَرًا فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. The rain was a rain of pebbles, which wiped out even the ruins of their buildings. And the verse continues saying, فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. Evil is the rain of them that were warned. What a horrible rain it was. The rain overtook those threatened people. This is the power of the Almighty Allah. This is the divine power. The nature is at the service of this power. This is the very power that can send down blessings and mercies from the sky. But for these munzirin, for these people who are warned previously, the argument of Allah for these people is completed and they do not listen. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. This matar, this is rain, but this is so different. This is a shower of brimstone.
We hope and pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us with the ability to cover more of His divine
In this
word.
Series of programs, we will inshallah discuss the Holy Quran with a thematic
approach. We will inshallah discuss the chapter.
وتمثل القرآن في أخلاقه وفعاله فيه الفؤاد تعلقا وتلاه في جنح الدجى متدبرا.
The context in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks in this verse is the context of mentioning the ills and problems and evils of the people of the book, the previous nations who have received revelation, and more particularly the Jew.
Now let's listen to some of the verses of the Holy Quran.
First, let's listen to a few verses.
Now let's listen to some verses of the Holy Quran.
Insights into the Holy Quran by Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Mudarrisi, a graduate of the Hawza Seminary of Qom.
There are other verses of the Holy Quran that indicate that at first the cities of people of Lut were destroyed, then a shower of pebbles, layer on layer, came down on them. As we mentioned, in the story of Prophet Lut, this rain of stone was perhaps for this aim that their effects would be wiped out too, and only a heap of stone and dust could be seen from those populated cities. This is the result of this wrong action. Even the remainings should be destroyed. Even the surface should be wiped out from these mischievous people. So, were these stones taken from deserts as the result of a grain storm and they were poured over them? Or were they some wandering aerolites which, by the command of Allah, fell on them? Or, as some say, was there a silent volcano near around there which, by the command of Allah, roared and sent a rain of stones over them? It is not known, but what we know is that there were stones involved. It is certain that this fatal shower left no sign of life in that land. فَسَاءَ مَطَرُ الْمُنذَرِينَ. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for staying with us. وَالسَّلَامُ عَلَيْكُمْ وَرَحْمَةُ اللَّهِ وَبَرَكَاتُهُ.
رَحْمَنٌ رَحِيمٌ مَنَّانٌ كَرِيمٌ سَلَامٌ عَلِيمٌ مَلْجَأٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ غَفَّارٌ جَمِيلٌ وَهَّابٌ لَطِيفٌ تَوَّابٌ سَمِيعٌ بَصِيرٌ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا هُوَ وحيد قدير محيي مميت الظاهر
الله.